Realm of Darkness article reading. Published, 26th of November 2022. With December rapidly approaching, the battle of darkness versus light will continue.
With the Christmas lights, maybe, causing some problems for those looking to view the night sky.
However, December does bring us the gift of different objects to view this month. Thursday, 1st December. Mars at perigee. December starts with Mars being at perigee.
This means that Mars will be at its closest point to Earth, and thus provides a good opportunity to view Mars.
Mars will start to become visible, about 45 minutes to an hour after sunset, and will reach its highest point at around midnight, before disappearing shortly before the sun rises.
This data sheet will provide some guidance to find, as well as other related data, in your location.
The moon will be in its first quarter phase, so shouldn't cause too many problems if trying to view.
If viewing, then you will need at least a pair of binoculars to view as more than a speck of light. And a telescope will help in making Mars appear clearer. Asteroid 349 Dymbowska at opposition. For those with more experience and the appropriate equipment, aka a telescope with at least 100mm lens, the start of December provides an increased chance to view, as asteroid 349 Dymbowska moves into opposition. Meaning that Earth sits between the Sun and the asteroid, hopefully making viewing a bit easier. If you want to attempt to view, then it should generally become visible a couple of hours after sunset.
In a northeasterly to an easterly direction. More details to help you find in your location can be found here. Before it will no longer be visible, in the early hours of the morning a northwesterly to westerly direction. Tuesday, 6th December.
Phi Cassiopeiae reaches peak. Tuesday the 6th of December means that meteor Phi Cassiopeiae reaches its peak. Although it is visible from December 1st till December 8th. Phi Cassiopeiae ZHR, zenith hourly rate, is variable, and thus the number of meteors visible will vary depending on a number of conditions.
It reaches its peak, a few days away from our enemy, the full moon. So this will unfortunately decrease your ability to view.
The Phi Cassiopeiae can be located in Andromeda, below the Cassiopeia constellation.
Thursday, 8th December. Full moon. Thursday the 8th of December means that our enemy will try and light up the nighttime heavens before the year ends. Also known, by some, as the cold moon. Perhaps related to the cold temperatures that you may feel in the north half of our planet.
However, we can still attempt to photograph the night skies, as well as viewing or photographing, to inform yourself about our enemy, for the coming Battle of Darkness.
Wednesday, 14th December.
Geminids meteor shower reaches peak. Wednesday the 14th means that one of the biggest meteor showers occurs, with the Geminids meteor shower reaching its peak.
Though the Geminids is active from the 4th until the 17th of December,
it has a high ZHR, zenith hourly rate, of 120, meaning that in ideal conditions, you may be able to view a couple of meteors a minute.
It should be visible in a northeasterly direction, and set in a northwestern direction. This datasheet should help you find a good viewing time in your location. Thursday, 15th December.
NGC 1981 well placed. Thursday the 15th of December, provides a good chance to view the NGC 1981, open star cluster. NGC 1981 starts to become visible at around 8 in the evenings, in an easterly to southeasterly direction, reaching its highest point at around midnight,
before disappearing in the early mornings.
To view NGC 1981 with any clarity will require either a pair of binoculars or a telescope. This data sheet may help you with viewing in your location.
Wednesday, 21st December. Winter solstice. Wednesday the 21st of November means a victory for my lords and ladies of darkness.
As we succeed, if only temporarily, in our battle against the light.
For those in the north of our planet, as the North Pole is tilted furthest from the sun, the shortest day occurs, and thus we have the longest night. All hail the darkness. Friday, 23rd December. New moon.
We can consider Friday the 23rd an early Christmas gift, as the new moon occurs on a Friday night,
hopefully allowing you to stay up later and view the nighttime heavens in all its glory. Without the moon, trying to outshine everything.
The winter solstice will also have occurred a few nights before, so the nights will still be at the longer length.
Saturday, 24th December. Christmas. If you have children, then tonight may be a good opportunity to get them viewing the nighttime heavens. In the hope of spotting someone flying through the night sky. The nights will be reasonably clear of unwanted light, with the new moon having occurred the previous night. Providing an extra present, for the astronomers and astrophotographers. Wednesday, 28th December.
NGC 2232 good visibility. Wednesday the 26th provides a good opportunity to view the NGC 2232, open star cluster.
Reaching its best position at around midnight.
Rising in an easterly to southeasterly direction, at around 8 o'clock in the evening.
This data sheet will provide information for locating in your location. Viewing or photographing will require a pair of binoculars or a telescope.
Finally, setting in a westerly to southwesterly direction in the early morning.
Thursday, 29th December.
NGC 2244 good visibility. As the month and the year nears its end, Thursday the 29th of December provides an opportunity to view the NGC 2244. Located in the Rosette Nebula, becoming visible at around 2000 hours in an easterly direction. Reaching its highest point at around midnight.
And finally setting at around 4:30 in the mornings. This data sheet may help you in finding in your location. And a pair of binoculars or a telescope will help in your viewing.
Saturday, 31st December.
New Year. As 2022 comes to an end, the moon will be in its waxing phase, just after its first quarter, so while causing some problems, shouldn't cause too many problems.
However, there may be a number of fireworks being launched to celebrate, which may cause problems for those wanting to view the night sky. Associated videos. Darkest Hour, Brightest Night also produce short videos, which are generally published 6 days before the event. The Realm of Darkness videos can be found in the video section of our website or our YouTube channel.
Social media.
Following us on social media will keep you up to date on the events mentioned in this article and other related news and updates.
Support. If you enjoyed the article and would like to help us in creating more content,
then please consider donating via Buy Me a Coffee. Written by Ben Patmore.
Ben Patmore is an amateur astrophotographer. Feedback. Feedback is always welcomed regarding the article. Our details can be found on our contact page.